Hi guys, my name's Lisa. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey Lisa.
Hi. Let's see. My sobriety date is March 21st, 2011. Yeah, 2011. And my home group is the TGIS, the Thank God I'm Sober Women's Meeting. If it's not, you've ever been, if you're a woman, you should go. It's great. Let's see. What else? I have a sponsor, and I sponsor others. And glad to be here. Also, like, this is like so like surprising. You got to tell by my dapper attire that I wasn't expecting to speak. And I came here early to do step work with the sponsee, and was asked to be like the 15-minute speaker. And it's like, you know, when you don't say no, you kind of say sure, I'll do it. And moral of the story is don't show up early to YPG. It's the moral of the story. But really and honestly, like, you know, I say that and it's like, you know, I kind of half mean it, but really, honestly, it's like to be able to do anything is a privilege. Like, it really is a privilege for me to someone, to even be able to someone to say, hey, can you do something, anything, like pick up a chair or anything. It's like, for me, it's a privilege because I was not like that before. No one asked me to do anything, you know, and I couldn't remember to bring anything. If someone invited me somewhere, I'd show up. If I remember to even go without what I was supposed to bring, without, I mean, nothing. And for someone to say, you know, trust me with anything is a privilege. And to help Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, it's just like, I'm very, very grateful to be here today. Like I said, my sobriety date is March 21st, 2011. And I came here because, like, I was at my wit's end. Like, there was nothing left for me. And it's like, and I say, like, I didn't really drink like I heard that others have drank when I got here. Like, I didn't relate to a lot that was going on with, like, the actions and consequences. I didn't really have any consequences, not very many. And so I was like, well, you know, I just don't fit. And I made a lot of reasons for being to not fit. And I say that, you know, now, like, even if I can come up with 1,000 reasons why I don't, and I come up with the main reason that I do, and it's because I'm an alcoholic, no matter which way I look at it. I was born and raised here in Tampa, and, you know, I grew up in a family that was not so great, and what I did is I kind of, like, you know, I tried to find ways to make, like, myself feel better, you know, whatever I could do to make myself feel like that was okay, and I couldn't find anything that I could use except things that were negative to me, things that were harmful for me. And and I didn't start drinking until I was much older, but like prior to that, like, I did anything that was harmful to me. Like, I was a cutter. I would drink cough syrup, and I was, you know, like, trying to commit suicide. By the time I was 5 years old, I was trying to commit suicide, you know, and I wanted to get rid of all the things that were negative, all the negative feelings that I had inside, and that big giant black hole that I couldn't seem to get rid of. And it was like, you know, I went through high school and elementary school, and I did well in school and things like that, and I get to high school and still did well in school and things like that, and I used that to try to get me to fill that void on the inside. I just wanted to feel better, and it wasn't about, like, doing anything or accomplishing anything or being anything. I wanted to feel better. I didn't have, like, I had goals, but my goals were not to, like I said, not to accomplish anything. It was all consuming, the feeling of that hole inside. 10 minutes, man, that's a long time left. I need to talk slower. So then I ended up graduating from high school, and like, it just seemed like I just still couldn't get it together. Went to college, and was like, that's going to help. And so I'm like, I was positive, you know, I was away from home, and I'm doing, you know, the right thing, and everything's going to be great. And so then it's like, I ended up, like, I made some friends, you know, and none of my friends drank, you know, none of my friends were doing anything wrong. I had these good friends. And then I moved, so I was like, this is wonderful, and I ended up moving back to Tampa. So I moved back to Tampa, found some new friends, and these friends were just, you know, they're normal average drinkers, and I didn't drink, and they knew that. They were like, you know, okay, you know, it's not a big deal, no one made a big deal about it, you know, just Lisa just doesn't drink. And I didn't have any problems with drinking at that time, because when I was younger, I thought, you know, if you drink, you go to hell. You know, like, you drink, you go to hell, oh my God, you know, don't do that thing, you know. along with a thousand other things, you know, like, don't do that. And then it's like, you know, and I always say, it's like, I thought one day, and it's like, well, Jesus drank, you know, so it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. So I'm going to drink too. I mean, it's a good thing. It's okay. And so I plan on drinking one day, and I was like, I'm going to drink, and I never did. Never did. Well, I was with these friends, and we're at a restaurant, and the friends were like, you know, they order a bottle of wine. And so I take the bottle, everyone's getting a glass or whatever, and no one offers me any because they know I don't drink. And I was like, well, I would like some. I'd like some wine. And they give me, like, they pour me a glass of wine, and I tasted it, and it was, like, the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my life. I was like, how do people drink this for enjoyment? This is backwards, you know. So I continue to drink the whole thing, you know. And then it's like, then I wanted more because I said, well, I got to taste more because maybe that was a bad batch or something like that. I want some more. So I drank some more of that. Then after that, I went bowling and had like a rum and coke. Someone offered me some of the rum and coke. I'm like, this is fantastic. I love this. So I left there, went and bought like the rum and coke. And that's the first time I'd ever purchased any liquor. And I had that in my house from that day until the day I got sober. Along with whatever else I could find at the liquor store. It didn't really matter. And I drank. And I drank to get drunk every single day since then. And I didn't see any problems with it. I thought everything was okay. And the people around me saw different. And so I had a friend who ended up coming to Alcoholics Anonymous. She had some consequences that caused her to come. And she was, you know, showed up here and she was doing better. And I remember talking to her one day and she just made so much sense. Like, she was talking to me and she had, like, you know, things to say that I was like, man, that makes sense. She's never made sense before. I used to, like, listen to her and scratch my head, like, what are you talking about? You know, and she made a lot of sense. I looked at her and I was like, you know, you make a lot of sense today. Like, what's wrong? And she said, and she's loud. She's like, I got sober, honey. And I'm like, oh, okay. And it right over my head. I was like, okay, cool. That's strange, but it's good. It's all right. Good for you. Glad you did that thing, you know. And eventually she kind of like said, can you come to a meeting with me to show support for me? I need support. And I'm like, sure, I'll show you support. I'll be a great friend. I'll show up. And I did. And when I did, I sat down. I listened to what people were saying and things like that. And I was like, this is wonderful for you guys. You know, this would be great. You know, I'm so glad that you guys are getting so much help. This is wonderful. And these people are so nice. That's what I thought. And these people are just so nice. I'm so glad for them. And it didn't seem, I didn't seem to even consider me having a problem. And then I, eventually what happened was I was sitting in a meeting and they ended up saying something that like hit me so like right on. Like they were talking to me, might as well like called my name out. And I was like, oh my gosh. And it happened twice, two meetings in a row. And I said, you know what, I think I'm an alcoholic. And my friend was like, yes. Yeah, honey, I know. And I was like, oh man, you know, and I had this big conniption, I'm an alcoholic, my life is over, and what am I going to do with myself? And, you know, it ended up being like, she told me to go get a white chip, you know, she like nudged me to go get a white chip, and I go up to get it, and then, you know, it's like, she's like, and for some reason, I've been going to meetings for a while at that point, but I still wasn't paying attention. I mean, I was going for a while, you know, I'll say it. Been going to meetings for like 4 years. I was going to a meeting for 4 years, one meeting a week, because I thought that was the only meeting in Alcoholics Anonymous. And it's a women's meeting, so I always wonder, like, what do the men do? Because it's only one meeting. But so I would win that meeting for like 4 years and still wasn't sure what the white chip was. So when I picked up the white chip and I get down to my seat, so that means you're not going to drink. And I'm like, oh my God, I touched it. I touched the non-drinking thing, you know, and it's too late now. And, you know, so it's like, this is it. I'm just going to not drink. I'm just going to not drink or whatever. And I went home and I'm on my way driving home. And, you know, it's like, okay, cool. I touched the non-drinking chip. That means I'm not going to drink. So I'm going to just go home and go to sleep, you know, like a normal person. This is what I'm going to do. And I was on my way home and I started to think, you know, like, how am I going to sleep if I don't drink? Like, what am I going to drink with dinner if I don't have alcohol? Like, how am I going to take my medicine without alcohol? And it's like my heart started beating faster and faster. Every thought I had, it just kept coming. And it's like, you know, it's like, that's it. And I just drove off, like, not off the interstate, but off the exit. And, like, went straight to the liquor store because I couldn't take it. I could not take the thought of not having alcohol with me at, like, all times. And at that point, I realized that there's a problem, you know, because prior to that, I was like, you know, maybe, you know, whatever, and I kind of related, that was kind of cool, but it's like, at that point, it's like, there's a problem here, like, can't do it, even when I want it to. And so I just started, like, I got a sponsor and started working the steps, and, like, my life today is so much different. Like, I do a lot of service work, and that's been really, really helpful for me. And some of the things, you know, it's like I do, I like to help other people. And I was just talking about this, like, right before the meeting. It's like I didn't care to help anyone. Like, anyone could barely, I didn't even want to help myself. I didn't care. I had lack of, like, empathy or sympathy for anyone, you know, including myself. And it's like, I can come and it's like, I have this, desire to be of service, you know, and it's like, it's something that I think is amazing, for somebody like me who was just extremely selfish and thought about myself all the time. It's like, I get privileges, like, you know, coming, being asked to speak. I get to just help others, you know, and it's something that I think is really, really important, and it's helped me a lot. What else? Oh, like, I have friends today, you know, and before, like, I might have had people that I, like, kind of hung out with every now and then when I was not drinking. I'd have people that I hung out with who I can, like, probably name, you know, who their name was or something like that, but they didn't know me, you know. And I have friends today who know me, who love me and care about me, and I can love and care about them as well, which was also not possible. You know, I get to have relationships with people that I didn't even realize was possible. Like, for to have, like, somebody who I can ask for help. I can talk to people and, you know, and, like, get help and also do that for other people. It's such a privilege. Basically, I think, like, my time is up, but I just want to say that program works. I love it. Keep coming back. Thank you.